Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. It was shortly before dinner time in Ben Calvert's luxurious home. The family had returned late in the afternoon from the trial in Huntsville, in which Kit's ex-husband, Bill Meade, was attempting to gain custody of the baby boy his wife had taken from Lisa Fenner and presented to him as their son. Could have gone directly to her own apartment on their return, had bathed and changed into a becoming green linen gown. Now looking cool and refreshed, she enters her father's study where the French windows stand open, admitting a pleasant breeze from the terrace. Her stepmother, Jessie, is already there, sipping a highball.
Hello, Jessie. My, it's nice and cool down here, isn't it? Will you have a drink, too?
Yes, I believe I will, thank you.
A soda or ginger ale? Oh, soda, please. Here you are, Kip. Thank you, Jessie. You make a charming hostess. Do you really think so?
Yes, of course.
Nice to find you in such an amiable mood. Not that I'm surprised. You have good reason to be.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you've been beautifully in court today. We have an excellent lawyer. I have a loyal father. And an exceptionally dutiful stepmother. Why shouldn't I be cheerful? I'm glad you realize your blessings, Kit.
Oh, I do.
But you really had me fooled, Jesse. Frankly, I expected you to get up on that stand and cut my throat.
Did you?
You know, the way you've been talking these last few months. All your hints, veiled threats. And just before you, I got up there and painted you little white with a beautiful shining halo around your head. How was I, Kit? I hope I was convinced.
Oh, you were.
Very, thank you. I thought it was quite a good performance myself. Of course, I realized why you decided to throw your weight in on my side.
I imagine you do.
That doesn't lessen the fact that I did stand up for you, though.
No.
No, that's what's so lovely about it. I enjoyed listening to your testimony twice as much, knowing how you would have liked to throw me to the wolves. If you did. It's lucky for me Dad held you in a position to do what he wants. Frankly, Kit, even if I faced the fact that testifying against you would ruin me with Ben, even so, it was a dreadful temptation.
Poor Jesse. You really must have suffered up there on the stairs.
I did. I hated every minute of it.
Well, never mind. It's practically all over now. Just be patient, Jesse. Maybe you'll have better luck next time.
That's exactly what I'm counting on. Sooner or later, I'll have my innings set. Don't worry your pretty little head about this.
About worrying.
No, nothing, Dad, nothing. Jesse and I have just been talking about what happened this afternoon. Jesse was just telling me how glad she is it's working out so nicely.
She was. Yeah, doesn't sound like you, Jesse. Have you turned over a new leaf?
Perhaps I have, then.
Well, I must say I enjoyed myself today anyway. It did my heart good to see Farnsworth making a monkey out of Angus McKillop.
Oh, I'd hardly say he made a monkey out of him.
Oh, by the way, Dad, how did Farnsworth feel about Bill's hitting him on the jaw?
Well, he took it in his stride. Said it would do Bill more harm in the long run than
it would ever do him.
Well, you know, he had it coming to him. He was making some rather nasty implications about Peggy Duggan.
Nothing she didn't deserve.
Oh, Peggy's a simple little thing, but she's a nice child. No harm in her.
That's what you think.
Why, Kit, you don't really believe there's any truth in what Farnsworth was saying about Peggy and Bill, do you?
Well, why shouldn't I? Just because Peggy pretends to be so innocent.
Oh, personally, I thought it was rather touching when Bill dissembled her honor. It certainly indicated that he has a very deep feeling for Peggy.
Well, whether he has or not is in hot water now. He's lucky Hiram Willoughby didn't clamp him into jail for contempt of court, disrupting things the way he did.
You weren't any too respectful toward the judge yourself, then.
Why should I be? Why, I could buy Hiram Willoughby out lock, stock, and barrel if I wanted to.
But there's such a thing as justice. Law and order, you know, Ben.
Look who's talking.
But it's no use standing around me tonight, Jesse. I'm feeling much too cheerful to let you get under my skin.
Yes, I believe you are. I think what delights you is seeing yourself as Farnsworth makes you out. Innocent. Mistreated.
Well, after the attitude a lot of people in this town have had toward me, it is a pleasant change.
No, don't mind Jesse, Dad.
He's rather frustrated. Like a cat who caught a canary and then let it get away.
What's that?
What canary has
done it? Have a little bit put my act together, then. Oh, very proud of
it. Isn't it, Jesse?
Then, how much longer do you think it'll take to round the whole thing up?
Oh, I imagine we'll be through with it tomorrow. And then we'll really have Bill Meade right where we want him. Bill and Mary Lane and her precious niece. And the whole crew of them.
What do you mean, then? I don't see why losing the custody suit.
Don't forget, Bill. People in this town aren't going to feel very friendly toward Bill after the things Farnsworth brought out.
If David Bowman is foolish enough to keep him on at the bank,
he's
going to find out he'll lose a lot of business.
I don't see why.
That means that some people would prefer not to have their business affairs handled by a man who seems to be so unreliable, shall we say, in his private life. Isn't that it, Ben?
Exactly.
Oh, Ben. How can you stand there with that holier-than-thou attitude? Don't tell me you really believe all this business plan that has been handing out about you and yours being maligned.
We have been, haven't we? Look at how Kit suffered all through this thing. Losing weight, getting nervous and ill.
All because he wants to return custody of his son. That's the truth.
Oh, good heavens. I believe you've really convinced yourself.
I didn't have to convince myself, Jesse. It's just plain fact.
Ben, in a way, I think both you and Kit have missed a very important point.
What's that?
Well, seems to me the trial showed Kit in a none too sympathetic light. A woman who couldn't hold her husband's law.
Uh-oh, look out, Ben. Jeffrey's about to show her claws.
No, we're not being catty. Just objective. Well, look at it this way. Kit divorced Bill, true, but on the other hand, by Bill's own testimony, he refused to live in this house with you, Ben. And naturally, when Kit refused to live here, live in the house he provided, well, it just wasn't worth it to him. I mean, he chose the lesser of two evils, the separation. Of course, it may be that his feeling for Peggy Douglas had something to do with it. For my part, I always have believed he never stopped loving Peggy. All the time, Kit, and she was married.
I suppose it's useless for me to point out, Jesse, that I'm in a much better position to know about that than you are.
Maybe you are, Kit, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
Sometimes, Jesse, I think you'd do a lot better to keep your opinions to yourself. Did I enjoy that little scene today? The way Mary Lane beat it out of the courtroom.
What do you mean, Dad? I didn't notice.
And didn't you see her? All of a sudden, she got this funny look on her face and dashed right out in the middle of things. And I'll tell you why. She just couldn't take anymore, so she funked it. Lost her nerve completely. I imagine we'll start Mary Lane, I think I do.
And on a train bound for Chicago, Aunt Mary is thinking.
Almost into Chicago. Soon now. Soon I'll be seeing Lisa. Oh, and Dr. Payton can change. Just a few hours ago, in the costume, a little emotion that Lisa had known kids in California. I just couldn't realize the truth. But the baby is Lisa. It is tipped at all. Poor Bill. He is so protected, fatherly about the child. Lisa's got to come back to Wakefield with me. If she's reconciled with her husband, that's where the baby should be. With his own father and mother. If only I can make Lisa see. Make her understand what she is doing. They'll say she won't listen to her. Oh, it's true. If she would only listen to me.
Aunt Mary, anxious, worried, as she arrives in Chicago. Yes, Aunt Mary, a great deal hangs on what you hope to accomplish when you talk to Lisa Fenner. Try to persuade her to assume the responsibility of what she has done. But I wonder if you'll be on time, for Lisa is packed and ready to leave for New York with her husband, Lance. Lance, who has no idea that he is the father of the baby son Chip Meade has claimed as her own.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.